It was 5 more days before Mintaka had recovered sufficiently to begin the long journey back to Avaris. Even then, Taita and Nefer insisted that she be carried in a litter to ease the jolting and lurching over the rough road that lay ahead. They travelled slowly, and it was 15 days later that they reached the escarpment and looked down from the arid wastes upon the wide, green valley of the Nile. Nefer helped Mintaka from the litter, and together they walked a short way from the road so that they could be alone and savour the full joy of this joyous moment of homecoming. They had not been there long when Nefer stood up and shaded his eyes. "What is it, my heart?" Mintaka asked. "We have visitors," he said. But when she exclaimed in annoyance at the intrusion, he went on, "These visitors are always welcome." She smiled at him as she recognised the two mismatched figures approaching them.
"Taita and Merin? But what strange attire is this?"
They were both dressed in simple robes and sandals, and slung on their backs they carried the leather satchels of holy men on a pilgrimage.
"We have come to say our farewells, and to take our leave of you," Taita explained.
"You'll not leave me now?"
Nefer was dismayed.
"Will you not attend my coronation?"
"You were crowned on the field of Ismailia," Taita told him gently.
"Well, our wedding," Mintaka cried. "You must stay for our wedding."
"You were married long since," Taita smiled.
"Perhaps on the day of your birth, for the gods intended you for each other."
"But you, my brother of the Red Road and my dearest friend," Nefer turned to Merin. "What about you?"
"There's nothing more for me here, now that Merikara's gone. I must go with Taita."
Nefer knew there was nothing further to say, that more words would degrade this moment. He did not even ask where they were going. Perhaps they did not know themselves. He embraced them and kissed them, and he and Mintaka stood and watched them walk away, and their distant shapes slowly dwindle in size in the shimmering wastes of the desert wilderness. And they shared the same deep ache of regret and bereavement.
"They've not really gone,"
Mintaka whispered when at last they disappeared from view.
"No," Nefer agreed. "They will always be with us,"